It's a great pleasure and a great honor for us in the state of Wisconsin, in Madison, and at the university to have His Holiness the Dalai Lama here. And he's here and to meet with you, and I will just say how happy we are.
I'm also very happy to be here.
And last night I reached here, and as soon as I reached from airplane, meeting with President Yang, and we start some interesting talk. And also this morning, I feel as if I reached something like our own home, right? So like that, the relation develop human to human, that is very nice. I always feel that sort of relation, human to human. Forget those differences, on superficial differences, culture, or the ideology, or races, or color, forget these things, and understand of basic human being. So, I feel very happy. So now past, now more than 10 days since I reached here, this great country. Very interesting. I also, Charles blessed me to hear
and
wish to the Kabachon.
And I've also been very happy to meet with many of the press.
And due to, your certain peculiar question or strange question, that also sometimes myself it need more think, and with that I myself got some new idea. So very helpful. Thank you. So like that. So any question?
You met with Governor Dreyfus this morning, and the topic that we were told you were talking about was the spiritual state of the world. Could you give us a little insight into what you talked about?
Yes, about spiritual matter and how to develop certain meditation or compassion thought.
What is the spiritual state of the world? What is the spiritual state of the world in your point
of view? World. That's difficult to say. Too big word.
It's a very wide subject.
World is the doctor.
Covers too many things.
That's
the world at large.
Did you find the governor to be a spiritual man?
What do you think?
I'd like to know what you think.
So you see, just first meeting, few minutes, discuss as I mentioned. Like that.
What are your first impressions of the United States? What are your first impressions of this country? You said you've been here more than 10 days now. What do you think about what you've seen?
The country, very beautiful. And people, generally speaking, very open, straightforward. Good. Nice.
All of them?
All of them. Now you see, big country, big population, definitely there are varieties. Good people as well as bad people.
Sure.
That is sure.
What is the purpose of your visit here?
There's nothing particular purpose. Since you see, several years, quite a number of centers or organizations invite me, so I came this time.
So this time Solanus was able to come. These invitations were extended to him earlier, so this was the appropriate time to
Well, from what I understand, there was no problem.
Now you see, there is no particular purpose, but it seems now I mean becoming, you see, my visit becomes something like, I may say, the promotion of love or compassion. Wherever I go, if I talk, I just express these I mean, feeling. Which I myself practice these things, so I feel this is something useful.
Holiness, is your trip in any way political?
No, basically my visit non-political nature.
Your Holiness, you had been previously denied. Had you previously been denied access to the American people in previous years? Times you perhaps wanted to visit America and been denied for either political or religious
purposes.
Yes. I mean, till last year, from the United States government, I mean, it seems not convenient for them.
Did they give you any more specific reasons than it merely not being convenient? Did the American government give you any reasons other than it being not merely convenient for you to arrive than to deny your access to the United States?
Inconvenient member. Inconvenient those should
do.
No other reason.
You claim there's a vacuum in the moral foundation of today. You claim there's a vacuum in the moral foundation, the moral fabric of society today. I'm wondering if the...
More what? More vacuum.
Moral vacuum.
Moral vacuum, huh?
Vacuum.
Madam. Yes. In the
social fabric today. I'm wondering if, this sounds very much like the Ayatollah Khomeini, I'm wondering if the Ayatollah's return from exile has increased your expectations or hopes to return from exile to Tibet.
Ayatollah Khomeini Palaro, Tigin Chen, Kundu Pearl Palaro Naya, to expectation Chechen Ayas.
Question no, regarding my return. We are a political refugee. Now the problem of Tibet is not a problem of Dalai Lama or not a problem of 105,000 Tibetan refugee, but problem is the 6 million of people inside Tibet. It's out of 6 million, hardly few 10,000 Tibetan out of 6 million, the hardly few 10,000 really, I mean, joined Chinese with Chinese way. The rest of our people not at all satisfied or happy. So that's why we are in outside. If inside our people really happy, satisfied, then there's no problem.
Isn't the fact that there has not been a resistance movement in Tibet among these 6 million evidence that perhaps these people are happy?
That if you can go in Tibet and remain for some time, then you will know. And even, you see, recent, the foreign group of foreign journalists went there, despite pre-planned, and short period, and through Chinese interpreter, these journalists noticed what is really happening in depth.
Do you consider your trip to this country a first step toward a return to Tibet?
No.
Have anything to do with it at all?
And of course, you see, since I came from Tibet, so whenever I go, the name of Tibet, will be there. So, from that viewpoint, if you look, then there is some, I may be the, sorry, the
I may be the person who is publicizing the Tibetan issue.
Do you feel that the emergency...
So from that viewpoint, it may help the better understand about Tibet and Tibetan. Do you think so? Like that.
Do you feel that the emergence of mainland China into the world family, or whatever you might call it, is going to put more focus on the problems in Tibet? Do you think that will help improve matters within Tibet?
Can you
Now, overall, Chinese, recent, the attitude of, what do you call, the People's Republic of China, the seems more moderate. They adopt more moderate, attitude in foreign affairs as well as domestic policy. Here, with that, principle, or with that, policy, they also more, they also adopt more moderate attitude towards minorities like Inner Mongolia or Xinjiang, usually we call East Turkestan, and particularly for Tibetan. So this is, of course, very good, which is, most welcome. I always believe if we, if anyone follow the realistic way and understand the each other's problem, open and realistic, open or moderate, reasonable, reasonable approach, then it can solve any problem. That is my belief.
Does this mean that you may be going back to your homeland soon? Does this mean that you may be returning to Tibet sometime soon in the near future?
Sometime soon, but how much implement these things? Best thing is wait and see.
When I talked to your Holiness 3 years ago in Dharamsala, it was before Mao Tse-tung had died, shortly before that. And we talked about problems like forced labor camps. We talked about problems like communes where you needed permits to travel from place to place. Communes where you needed permits to get out of the commune and travel to different places.
Communes.
Commune
or any Sachin and children.
Yes.
And also food rationing is very small.
Right.
Have these specific problems gotten better or worse since the death of Mao Tse-tung and all the other events?
Since Deng Xiaoping came to power. Reinstall. The generally, the food condition is slightly better. Now the you see the political meeting. Perhaps we mentioned, we discussed at that time. You see, the after day, after long days work, labor, and few hours. Still, few hours to discuss, these acquisition meeting, this sort of thing.
Political meetings.
Now, these meetings are less.
So
So it also gives some benefit or some happier way. Some less.
Some rest.
And the movement, restriction of movement, not much change.
Still permits? Still permits are necessary?
Yes. Now you see, in recent, the from Peking, the what call, consoler. I mean the attitude that some sort of you see open that people from outside. I'm referring about Tibetan refugees, you see. Those Tibetan who are outside Tibet, if they're willing or if they want to visit, if they want to return, they're most welcome. If not, if they want just a mere visit, from government side, most welcome. And similarly, those Tibetan who have relative in outside, they have free to go and visit and come. They say like that. But in practice, so far, from outside, go to Tibet, Kasuri, much easier. But from inside, to meet their relative in outside, except a few individual case, only up to Nepal, not permitted to go India.
Tibetans can go to Nepal?
Yes, only up to Nepal. That also few. So far, this is the actual situation. So I'm waiting. Still, I'm further improvement. More liberal.
People from outside can visit, though. Is that so?
Yes.
Your Holiness,
so you see, now important thing is people must free coming and going. And then we can see the real picture. And if things are really satisfied, things are really good, I have nothing to complain.
Your Holiness, the Chinese have invited you often to return to Tibet. What would happen if you did see them? Would you be allowed to come again back to India then to meet with the other exiles, or would you perhaps be restricted to staying in Tibet?
Now, at the moment, mere visit also, not reach that stage. So not much to talk, nothing much to talk, right? Yes. Should I ask him this?
No. So he says, right now, even for a visit, the time has not come. So he says, there's not much to say about this.
Given the destruction of the monastic system in Tibet, given the destruction of the monastic system in Tibet, how do you envision the future of your religious faith and philosophy in Tibet and the rest of the world?
Difficult to say. But one thing, you see, the faith in human mind, one is established, and also through a difficult period, it is not easy to disappear that feeling. So in case of Tibetan, in deep heart, in deep mind, the faith, faith is very, very strong. In fact, in recent, I visited Mongolia. through Soviet Union. And also, yes, so there, there also, you see, many Buddhists, who, among people, among population, among people there, among the people, the faith still very strong, so like that.
Can you tell us a little bit about reincarnation? Are you conscious of former lives?
Reincarnation. If we start a class for educate, for study about the theory of rebirth, then we can discuss about the reincarnation. But otherwise, it is rather difficult.
What about that specific question? Are you conscious of former lives?
Yes. And sometimes yes, sometimes not.
Well, we understand that, that you are the reincarnated, the Lord of Compassion. Is that correct? Does that make you a monk, or are you considered as a god in your religion?
I just a simple monk.
Monk. Are you aware of previous lives even before that?
As I mentioned.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
This is my private business. Okay. Now you see, in Buddhist monk, Buddhist monk's rule, there are certain, you see, certain kind of prohibition to express in certain thing. So like that. So sorry. All right, okay.
What are some of the silliest questions you've been asked?
Silliest. Tushul Khatir is there. Silliest. Tangal, it need think. The last 10 days, then is eating samstambal.
About the last 10 days.
I don't know, difficult.
As a religious leader, are you interested in actively encouraging others to join your faith, or do you take the position of being there should someone seek knowledge about your faith?
So, yes, this is a very important question. Now, my way of approach, or my thinking is, now, I'm not thinking or taking interest about how to convert other people to Buddhist. I'm not taking interest about that. Rather, how we Buddhists contribute to the human society, according our own, ideas, these things. And also, I believe I hope and believe the other religious fields also, as you think, the same line to contribute to the to the common aim. There you see many. When we talk about the happiness of humankind and about the moral teaching. And like you see, the sense of brotherhood, the love, sense of love, respect for other. These things are common in, I think, in every religion. So, and from each religion, each different religion, it is useless to argue to each other. Rather than, you see, concentrate how to contribute to the common aim and understand each other, respect each other. So for that reason, last 20 years in India, I had many occasion to meet the Christian monks, right, Catholic monks or Protestants, something like that, and also Muslims. And of course, in India, you see many Hindus. We always, meet, discuss how, what is their philosophical things, what is their way of approach, what is their techniques. Now here, for religious person, where? Among religious themselves. Here, I also taking great interest, what sort of thing in the Christian practice, what sort of thing we can learn, we can copy from their practice. Similarly, in Buddhist theory, there may be certain point, like meditation, or certain things, which can utilize, or which can be practiced in the Christian circle, right? Christian church.
Do you foresee an increased merging of the religious faiths in the world in the future?
Increased.
Joining together.
Emerging.
Yes.
Chinyamdiye. Unity among religion.
Yes. And
religious faith,
and
different faith.
Further exchange.
I think so. Now world, you see, becoming what you call smaller and smaller, in the sense, you see, close contact. So from that reason, or under that circumstances, I think we have more interrelations, I think.
Worldliness, if you were back home and reestablished in your homeland with your religion, would there be things about the Western culture which you would not like to have in Tibet, sort of like the Ayatollah has closed off certain Western...
Chijara tiyo na ae. Nga lewi ina. Kaya sol. Oh, this is something silly question. As you ask. there is no such kasure. Shaya yomar. In future,
would be out of question to think of such a thing.
We are not thinking about to re-establish our own past kasure, past system, not thinking that line. And also, we strongly feel the complete freedom of religion, different religion. Complete freedom of Vasota, practice of any idea. This is our basic way of thinking.
Sometimes when we hear about Eastern religions compared with Western culture, the West is made to feel like we are materialistic, less enlightened than the East.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see such a
difference? Now, generally, the material progress is highly necessary for human society. And equally, the mental development or development also necessary for human society. Because you see, we have a physical as well as mind. I may say like this: you see, there may be a two kind of food. Food for mental thirst. Food for physical. Thirst or I don't know. Hunger.
In many parts of the world.
So you see, combination, these two, material progress as well as spiritual development, I think combine these two is the most beautiful thing. I think this is I want.
In many parts of the world, life expectancy is still under 30 years. Half newborn children die. What do your spiritual teachings have to say to the desperate conditions of the world's poor?
Please repeat your question.
I say in many parts of the world, life expectancy is still under 30 years of age. More than half of newborn babies die. What do your spiritual teachings have to say to the desperate conditions of the world's poor?
Now this is the real question. Something everybody must concerned about these things. I mean, just to pray is not sufficient. We must think. We must. We must. There must be some practical action. Now for that. I always feel the main thing is the good heart, respect for all human are same. All human beings have the right to be happy. And here the sense of, sense of brotherhood. And now, generally the situation is such that not only nation to nation but continent to continent heavily dependent on each other. Now regarding you say poor people and rich people, the rich people depend on poor people depend on rich people. So here we must develop some sort of universal responsibility to look, to concern the less privileged people, more concern for these people, and something, every means to help, every means to develop where?
I think your time is running out.
This is, very important.
Do you endorse revolution as one of those means, such as what happened in Nicaragua?
Revolution fighting, through aggressive action, violent action. Violence. Now, from Buddhist viewpoint, judging violence itself is rather difficult. We must judge about motivation, about result. Then combine these two, then we can judge the violence itself. So it depends on the particular circumstances.
Your Holiness, do you believe that the Chinese government looks at you through different eyes ever since the overthrow of the Shah in Iran?
Do you think that they look at you from a different angle now as the Holy Ghost came from France to Iran? I don't know. That's difficult.
Is there a possibility that you may be the last Pai Lama?
Maybe. I'm not bothered.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you.